Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, Mary Lau, the president and CEO of the Retail Association of Nevada, on all new Nevada Newsmakers.
This segment was brought to you by Amplify Relations, leading Nevada in public relations, government affairs, and advertising.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. ProGroup provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. ProGroup prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. ProGroup Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Through our history, the trucking industry has changed a lot. Today's environmentally compliant trucks are cleaner than ever. And through safety initiatives and technology, we've reduced the number of truck-related fatalities by 73%. This is due to the dedication of the hardworking men and women in the trucking industry, who safely deliver 69% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
I'm back on Nevada Newsmakers, and we're pleased to welcome back to the program one of the top 10 players at the Nevada legislature, according to Sandy Cherub with the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Mary Lau is president and CEO of the Retail Association in Nevada. Did that surprise you?
No, it was kind of silly, actually, but thank you for the compliment. You'll notice the other people on there, too, so it's like, it's somebody's opinion. That's not reality. There's a lot of people there that are very hardworking and do a good job for their clients.
I think she got it exactly right. Your group, the Retail Association Nevada, conducted focus groups recently, and it was interesting to see some of the results. And one of them was the new business license fee was not well received at all. You want to tell us what the folks were saying?
Well, it's an earlier similar situation now, because they just defeated question three, where you had a gross receipts tax, and I know they're trying to say this duck isn't a duck. It waddles, it quacks, it has feathers, but it's not a duck because it has a different rate. And we were curious to see what the public would think of it. They actually go for business taxes, and they went sort of all over the place during the focus groups. And it was interesting, but they got down to, again, profitability. And there is no profitability quotient in the governor's plan and stuff. And they went for big business, but not little business, but everybody should be in. And then it was like somebody mentioned the 1%er in one of the focus groups, and then it went, oh, yeah, get those guys. Get all the big guys. Get the people on the strip. Get the people, you know, the big corporations, but leave all of us alone. And there were small business people that were there. They said they'd be willing to pay more, but not their profits.
Were you surprised that the governor in his state of the state proposed a similar tax to the one that business and industry had spent, and including the governor, had spent, what, $4 million defeating?
Absolutely I was. And very few things surprised me, but the reaction was, how did they sell him on this? This is like the 10th iteration of the same thing over as many years. And it's like, I'll be darned. I did not see this coming. So much for Santa Cherub. I mean, I appreciate her compliment, but I didn't see it. It just went like, I'll be darned. I think it was a little stronger than I'll be darned, but we'll let it go on the airtime.
There are some people saying behind the scenes that they would prefer to see an increase in the modified business tax rather than seeing a gross receipts tax.
There's a lot of iterations. Like I said, people do really good jobs for their clients and stuff. And it's really what you're trying to do is what's the highest and best good for this state. It is time to fund education more. We're starting to come out of things. We're not there yet. I still have friends that aren't employed. I know people that have had to move in with their children for a switch and stuff like that. But it's like you're starting to get to the surface, so let's not blow up the whole pond and have the fish rising and killing everybody off. Let's do it smart. Last night they had AB 170, which is a Roberson bill, and I think Senator Ford was on it, and Kirkpatrick and Hamburg. It's a leadership bill, but it's for Switch, because Switch is going to be moving up here. So economic development is happening, but it's happening at very, very high levels, which is changing this state. And there's a partnership with education that goes with that. So I don't think there's anybody except an extreme conservative group that's objecting to pay money for education. But it's like, we'll choose how. We'll do it in the best way that we possibly can, and not because one group of people think it should be this way or another group of people think it should be that. It'll be fully vetted. And it's true. It's a very fast pace right now. It's going to show up quickly, but it's not going to all of a sudden that train will halt and people are going to start using more intelligence when they start looking at these things. Jeremy's running numbers like crazy. He's running scenarios for us.
Jeremy Aguero.
Yes, Jeremy Aguero.
You know, it really does look like 2003 all over again, with gaming on one side, supporting a gross receipts tax, and the rest of business looking at it and saying, we don't think so. And I remember hosting...
Well, they're interested in a revenue, a tax on people's revenue. But it's, like we said in 2003, your gaming business, you make the agreement how you want to pay it. You go into every state and every country and say, we'll be your partners, and you can have a share of our gross. Now, there are other business that you know... There's gaming companies now that are retail operations with a gaming footprint. So even that stuff's changing. So not everybody is behind that. And it's just trying to do it right this time. Now, in 2003, there was an argument even over the amount of the tax, if we needed a tax. I mean, it was a setup to begin with, and people were already irritated before they got there. You know, bless his heart, Governor Gwynn had gone through and had a fundamental review of government and started talking about, structural deficits and everything. But instead of really selling it, he tried to tell you how it was going to be. Sandoval has said, if you can come up with a better plan that funds it, we'll look at it. Because the argument this time is not about money, it's about how.
And come up with a better plan, as long as you're not the controller and the treasurer, with a 3-page plan.
That was kind of interesting, yes.
Let's take a break. More with Mary Lau when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts, so you can succeed, so you can plan, so you can dream. And always remember, press on.
From your house to the White House, the folks at D&D Roofing can get it fixed with their eyes closed.
Closed captioning of Nevada newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're talking with Mary Lauer, the Retail Association of Nevada, one of our proud sponsors. And we're talking about a focus group Retail Association conducted. It was interesting. One of the things that came out of this was the mood of the participants in these focus groups talking about the direction of the state. They were generally negative. And that sounds surprising.
Yeah, it's because we are starting to move forward in the state, but it's at a high level. So the people that are still struggling for work, people are still struggling to make a living, still struggling to succeed and go farther in their life, that stuff is it's slower to happen because, you know, the economic development is a macro level. So the focus group was your voters, it was your average citizens and everything else, and it's still not back where it was. They still don't have the uplift and the excitement about stuff. And they don't feel that the governor really understands their plight. They don't feel that the legislature does. Some of them were not, you know, they're registered to vote but didn't because we wanted to find out what happened at the last election.
And why did they say they didn't vote?
Because they didn't know anything about the candidates. And it was like, you're kidding me. People that spend millions of dollars on campaigns would be shocked about that. Nobody tells us what's going on. We don't know these people. They're all the same. And, of course, then you get the, they're corrupt. They don't care about me, this, that, and the other things that we've heard all along. But it's, I don't know how you reach them. I think the only way you do is the good old-fashioned knock on the door, develop a relationship, and then communicate. Because we had legislators and press. So it was open, you know, anybody and everybody it was open to. And it was like, I spent all that money. I thought I was communicating and stuff. And it's, they're burrowed into that attitude. They get hit with the attitude in media and everything else. And so it hasn't changed. They don't think they work in partnership with their elected officials. So it'll be interesting to see if the suggestion the governor made to appoint instead of elect at the local election level, which is our
school boards
and stuff like that, that's the people they know. Those are their neighbors. Their legislators, their neighbors too, but they just don't equate the same.
But in a way, though, you know, school boards, I mean, the only time you ever hear about school boards is if there's a problem. For the most part, they're pretty invisible except within their own school community.
Well, that's the community. That's exactly the point. But you're, I don't know what a school board member, what they're responsible for, but, you know, a senator has X number of thousand people, an assemblyman has X number of thousand people. So how do you get to all of them?
All right,
and they don't care about me. That's their attitude.
I wanted to flip to some of the stuff that's going on because the legislative session has taken off in a way so fast I've never seen before. And this is what happens, of course, when the power changes from Democrat to Republican in enough numbers to make things work. Do you think the governor is going to face a problem as we get towards the end of session and now the tax plan comes on the table? The Republicans have got all the things that they wanted to get, or it appears that they're going to get all the things they wanted to get. But then the governor is going to need Democrats to go along and vote if he plans to be able to raise revenue.
Well, dear one, you've been involved in this process a long time, and so have I. It's not the first bill that counts. They can put all their stuff through, but there's going to be amendments, there's going to be conference committee, there's going to be new bills that come out, and that's when some of this stuff gets undone.
Okay, and so that's the direction you think that some of this is heading?
Oh, it's going to be an end game, just like we've seen before. And I think they'll be surprised because we don't have the players we once did for the end game. We don't have the Bill Raggios, the Dina Titus, the Townsends, the Deanies and stuff like that. But there's enough people there that can advise and assist and stuff. So it'll be a little bit more apparently bloody as opposed to be silently bloody. But it'll be interesting. But, yeah, there's still you still have to negotiate. People matter. Majorities, minorities matter and everything else. But they're staking their territory. They're putting out their flags right now and everything. But it will tighten up.
And are the Democrats, especially in leadership, particularly offended by what's going on, or are they just sitting wisely back going, we know it's coming?
They knew it was coming. You kind of hope for a little bit more balance on some of this stuff, and I hope that it gets there later on. You know, I know that people are very concerned about the prevailing wage and stuff like that, but you're still talking about people's wages. You're talking about hitting it at that level. And so how do you adjust the formula? What do you really do? You know, I mean, is this a test case to see if it comes off on the schools that it can work, or do you change things later on? You know, the unions have a compelling argument, too. They have people that haven't been working for 5 years. So we'll see where all that goes.
And you're absolutely right in the point you made earlier, which is that there are a huge amount of projects that are coming down the pike. But it's going to be fully 2 years before most of those are fully underway. And that will absorb most of the force that really wants to go back to work.
Well, this conversation is over building the schools because the governor wants to move quickly on that and get stuff done, and that is a way to ratchet down expenses, possibly. I think Mr. Abney knows more about that than I do, but it's causing friction, and that's okay because that's what this process is about. And you get changes, but the school projects will come on board probably a little bit more quickly. That's true. Because it's something that the governor wants to see. And that's one of the reasons why he brought this tax plan forward, because he thought he could get more money more quickly, because he wants to collect quarterly, you know, and we'll see what happens with that.
What do you feel about, and we only have a few seconds left here, but MPI's assertion that the school bond rollovers are really a tax increase?
I don't agree with that any more than I do the sunsets are a tax increase. They don't know what they're talking about that, because it's like the DMV part of it. Okay, fine. So it goes away from the general fund and goes back into the highway fund. I mean, it doesn't just go away and come back into the people's pockets and stuff like that. It was a switcheroo of money. And if they took it away, some of the smaller businesses will get an increase in their taxes, which is going to happen anyway this session. But a bond rollover, I don't agree that it is an additional amount of money. It's the same thing you've seen coming out of your, you know, tax bill anyway.
And that's where
the line.
And that's where we have to leave it. Come back soon, will you?
Okay.
We'll see you in Carson City. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
This segment was brought to you by Amplify Relations, leading Nevada in public relations, government affairs, and advertising.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
When it comes to delivering energy, a lot happens behind the scenes. NV Energy generates thousands of megawatts of energy and moves it along miles and miles of transmission and distribution lines to Nevada homes and businesses. So when you flip a switch or push a button, there are no surprises.
There is a lot at stake when you've been seriously injured.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
Let us help you get back on track and fight for the compensation you deserve.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
It happens every year at this time, R.C. Willie's President's Day sale, and it's one of the biggest sales of the year.
If you've waited to buy anything for your home, the wait is over. Through Saturday, take advantage of incredible values on sectionals, recliners, dining and bedroom sets, and more. This sofa is $499, and this room group is $999. Power recliners start at just $349, and this bedroom set is only $899. Through Saturday, save store-wide during our President's Day sale. R.C. Willie. Your mouth does a lot of things for you every single day, so make sure you take absolute care of it. At Absolute Dental, our friendly staff will give your smile the absolute care it deserves, like free teeth whitenings, $1,500 off braces, all your wisdom teeth removed for just $1,299, and lots more. And it doesn't matter if you have insurance or not. We're here to work out a way to make it affordable. Give your mouth the absolute care it deserves. Give us a call or visit AbsoluteDental.com.
There is a lot at stake when you've been seriously injured.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
We've worked for the insurance companies, and we will fight for every dollar you deserve.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great PowerPoint panel. As always, Trey Abney is here, Director of Government Relations for the Chamber. We're joined for the first time by Ben Griffith with Capital Partners. Pleasure to have you on board. And Howard Rosenberg, UNR Professor of Art and Art Education, also a school board member, former member of the Board of Regents. Trey, did you want to start off by responding to Mary's comments here?
On which ones? There were so many that I agree with
the one that she directed it at you.
The prevailing wage issue. Look, the fact is, the prevailing wage is not prevailing. It has nothing to do with the market rate. I have a member who is has a landscaping business. They got a project on an NDOT interchange, and the same person that was planting bushes on one day, the next day was working on that project and getting paid double to do the same amount of work. Okay, so wages are important, but we have to remember only 14% of Nevada's workforce is unionized. Most of that are public employees. So this argument that we're going to hurt the middle class and they won't be able to feed their families, you're talking about a very minuscule portion of the workforce. I think we need to be concerned about every taxpayer, all of the workforce. Business owners are some of the hardest working people I know.
Okay, well, let me ask you this, because it was interesting. Mike Bybee was on the program on our previous show, and he's the president and CEO of the Associated Builders and Contractors, and he was pretty much offering to negotiate to come up with a more reasonable prevailing wage.
Well, I think that effort is happening, too, on the non-school side. Because remember, this bill we're talking about, the bond rollover, which Mary was absolutely right, is not a tax increase at all. Taxes would not go down if this bill failed. They would stay the same. Taxes stay the same if this bill passed. Okay. But the issue is, on the non-school side, we are working on a bill to change the cap, to change the way that the prevailing wage is formalized. But this is such a crisis. Howard knows that the Washington County School District has 220-something trailers that we're using as classrooms.
Okay, well, let me flip over to Howard here before you monopolize the entire section here. Go ahead.
Sam, I just found out what prevailing wage means, and I bet you that maybe half of the people watching us don't know what it means.
More than half.
Yeah. But one of the people that was trying to explain it to me told me that with prevailing wage, the way it is, buildings cost 25% more. Now, if that's the case, I don't want to take bread out of anybody's mouth. By the same token, that doesn't seem sensible. And I don't live in a sensible world. I teach in a university. I teach in that part of the world where we're going forward. We're going to try to make things better and that kind of things. But I'm close to 100 years old. And I just found out what prevailing wage means. I think that one section of this show, you might just get a group of people together to explain to people, what does it mean? How does it indeed affect everyone?
Okay, well, I mean, the bottom line is I'll throw this to you, Ben, is that, prevailing wage, the surveys that are done mostly by the unions because they have the people who are able to fill out the paperwork and do this. True. Regular construction companies don't have the money to be able to do this. And so you end up with a much higher number than you would otherwise.
Well, I mean, that's kind of the issue. I mean, someone that works for us, she's on the board of the charter schools, and they're able to build schools much cheaper because prevailing wage, these schools, the public universities, they cost so much. I mean, you can do a charter school costs about $18 million. A public school costs 50 plus million. I mean, it's unsustainable and it doesn't make sense. And it does fall back on to the taxpayers. I mean, we're not getting tax increases yet, but eventually will. And even to maintain these buildings, it's done by these people that just work for prevailing wage. And then the maintenance becomes unsustainable as well. So it's hurting the district.
But if you take that same pot of money, mm-hmm. and you don't have this wide disparity with prevailing wage, then you would have more money left over to build more schools, which would have more jobs.
Providing more jobs and feeding more families.
And that's great. But do we know how much schools cost? Now, I've been a member of the board for a long time. I thought that I knew how much a school costs. An elementary school, minimum $25 million. Mm-hmm. Middle school is $50 million. High school, $80 million. And the time it takes to do it. Then you've got to figure out the demographics. Where are the people going to be so that the school services what it needs to? We are at more than 100% capacity in practically every school in our area.
And that is only going to get worse with the growth
you
that we're seeing.
Yes.
One thing that came out of the Retail Association's poll that I thought was fascinating was that people said they didn't vote because they didn't have enough information about the candidates. And yet, how much advertising marketing we see? We got about 10 seconds here.
That just comes down to you go to these town hall meetings. Well, who shows up at the town hall meetings? Your constituents. They're not going, the legislators, they need to start going out and actually talking to people, not in these closed little sectional groups. That's the only way they're going to get known, and people are going to be able to talk about them.
Boy, so much more to talk about on that subject, and we will on the program. Thanks to all of you. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Now from Home Solutions at Ace, buy any Serta, iSeries, or iComfort mattress and get up to $300 in free gifts, like a free foundation, free pillows, free frame. And with prices this low, you can't go wrong. Home Solutions at Ace, the hardware store with an entire furniture center.
Hi, I'm Charlie Kilpatrick.
And I'm Angela Bolentini. If you live in the Carson City area, the decision you make after an auto accident is critical.
At our firm, providing the highest quality legal representation is not just talk, it's what we do.
We work for you every step of the way to get you the compensation you deserve. You're more than just a file with a high-volume Reno or Las Vegas law firm.
Call us and we promise to take or return your call within 1 hour. Take the first step.
Call us or go to KilpatrickBolentini.com for more information.
It's your dinner's almost ready, sportsbook. Your don't have to wait till 5 o'clock, sportsbook. Your of course I'm listening, sportsbook. Mobile wagering from William Hill. Make your bets anytime, anywhere in Nevada, right from your mobile. Get in the bonus with William Hill. New mobile customers get a first deposit bonus of up to $50. Get started at williamhill.us.
Hi, I'm Scott Kipper, Nevada Commissioner of Insurance. If you have insurance, the Nevada Division of Insurance is here for you. When you have an issue with your insurance company and you don't know where to turn, we're right here. Or maybe you're confused about your policy. We can clear things up. Or if you feel your claim wasn't treated fairly, we're happy to investigate. Whether it's auto, home, health, life, or bail, the Nevada Division of Insurance is your advocate. The Nevada Division of Insurance. Talk to us. We're here to help.
Now from Home Solutions at Ace, buy any Serta, iSeries, or iComfort mattress and get up to $300 in free gifts, like a free foundation, free pillows, free frame. And with prices this low, you can't go wrong. Home Solutions at Ace, the hardware store with an entire furniture center.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. You can also download podcasts of the show free of charge at iTunes. On our next broadcast, United States Senator Dean Heller. We'll see you then.